12.3. EDE 0129122241000, audio. Switching. Automatic, shared, manual. This is a difficult question. Before trying to answer, it is important to mention that all electrical equipment must be under computerized surveillance. This involves, in short, the voltages, currents, position of the disconnectors, fuses, the status of the compatibility modules, circuit breakers, certain dedicated points that must remain energized, e.g. fuels, air, water, etc. For the moment, it is the switching that is in question. In other words, should we provide a computerized self-reading in the event of a power failure or act in a completely manual way? This is where it gets complicated, and to avoid the pitfalls of excess contradictory information, we will focus on the main and secondary power supplies. In automatic or manual mode, the main danger is to put in the presence of voltages that will generate dangerous short circuits for the station. To use a movie line, this is no small matter. While writing this, I am trying to relax in order to stay cool in my survival gear. All decisions regarding this point are case by case. But for space, I know and I do not know. Here I am forced to make a decision for my life. Alone aboard my spacecraft, I do not want to wake up with frozen toes. But why alone? There is no one else with me. Why do I have frozen toes? The alarms for voltages, temperatures, pressures, lighting, etc., have not sounded. Why is that pretty girl in the movie? Armageddon. With that toe polish not with me in this station? This is unacceptable. Well, again, this is no small matter. And have you made your decision? Automatic or manual switching of the electricity in the SSV. To be continued. Pierre Michaud, PMI, father of Gabrielle and Stephen Michaud, victims of kidnapping in September 2007. This December 29, 2024.